All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. Very special guest with us today, good friend of mine, Mr. Stuart Kenny, all the way from Dublin, Ireland. Welcome, sir.
How you doing? How are you?
Oh, I've been great. I'm so excited to speak with you. It's been a while since I recorded one of these, and you're an early guest. We were talking about when you were first on this show, and it was episode 56 back in February of 2012. So we're just over 5 years as friends here, and it's great to have you on again.
Jeez, no, thanks very much. Yeah, it's a long time. It's 2012. My God, a lot has changed since then.
Absolutely. Not only with us, but in the world. And we've talked since then. Obviously, we've been friends and have talked offline, and you've been on the show. I saw about five different times. I think four interviews total. One was a two-parter, and then I featured your music on an all-music kind of episode. So you've been a constant source of just great stories and great music throughout the history of this show. So I'm real happy to have you back.
Oh, I appreciate that, yeah. I think I remember the songs, I went through a bit of a mad phase of trying different genres of music and stuff, and then I thought, in the last year or so, or the last year or two, I've kind of just gone back to the roots and accepted the fact that I'm kind of just like a country kind of folk singer. I think if you stand in the one spot, you'll never get anywhere. So over those last 4 or 5 years, I kind of was experimenting with different sounds and that kind of thing, and I think really, at the end of the day, I think my kind of genre will be country folk. So I've kind of gone back to my roots, if you like, because I grew up with country and Western and that kind of thing. And I think that's the style that I like, you know.
Yeah, you sure did. And I loved all your different kind of side trips through different styles of music. But you're right. I can tell where you're at home and what sounds most like home for you. So I like it all. I like when artists explore other things and try different sounds of the day or different sounds that they liked, maybe from their past that they never saw themselves in. And you did a real nice job navigating through all of that.
Oh, well, thanks very much. A lot of my kind of inspiration would probably come from what I'm listening to at the time. You know, be it if I'm into, say, pop music or, I don't know, something like, I go through phases of, say, listening to Michael Jackson from the Bad era and the Dangerous era. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I might do something with that kind of sound, and then I'll try something. And then one song will turn into 10, which will turn into a project, which will turn into an album, and then I look back at it in a few years later and I go, it just doesn't suit me. I think I'm more suited to kind of a very basic acoustic guitar, bass guitar, drums, and a few strings or a piano and that kind of thing. You know, and a lot of my songs, I tend to use different types of harmony and stuff. And I think that also stems from listening to Michael Jackson, Prince, that kind of thing. They both use their voice a lot as instruments, if you will, instead of using an actual violin or something like that. I tend to layer my vocal rather than layer instruments. I've always kind of been that way with my songs, if you listen to them, kind of thing.
Yeah, and I love that. And you do it all yourself for the most part, right? Do you ever work with outside people in terms of recording or producing, or do you do it all yourself?
I tend to do all the voices myself. Because, you know, I've had Anne-Marie, my partner, put harp parts and vocal parts, and I've had the kids now lately. I've been putting hand clap parts on a couple of new kind of things we're working on, and I've had my brother has played guitar, and I've had friends play guitar and bass guitar and solos and stuff like that. But mainly I would do a lot of it here myself, and I would mix it mainly myself and produce it mainly myself, because it's just the way I am. I know what I want to hear, and I just, it's not that I don't want the help. The help is always helpful.
Right.
You know, my dad is great for sending him stuff off. You know, if you send him stuff off, he'll tell you. He'll be straight to the point. If he doesn't like it, he'll tell you, and he'll tell you what needs changing. And it's kind of always been that way. It's kind of, I'd ask Anne Marie or I'd ask my dad, what do you think? And if they don't like it, 9 times out of 10, I'll probably just scrap it, because Anne Marie's a qualified harp player. She's a full-time musician, and my dad has been playing music since he was 15 or 16, probably younger.
Yeah.
He'll correct me. He'll tell me the exact age.
Your dad, of course, is Tommy Kenny, and we've talked about him, I think, since that very first episode. I didn't know him at all at the time in 2012, and I think after I posted your interview, he reached out to me on Facebook, and we've been fast friends ever since. And
you're stuck with him now.
Well, I'm happy for it. I'm a better man for it, because just his stories and just his life kind of lessons. I don't have my grandparents anymore, and I was never real close to my dad or whatever. So, like, even no matter how old you get, you know, I'm turning 48 soon, you still need somebody that's been through